What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We're live at Whataburger in Frisco, 12465 El Dorado, off of El Dorado and Coit. You have an opportunity to come see us, first and foremost.
Nope.
All right. Last and least most, you can come see us. More importantly, the Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders with very own customized Whataburger trading card made, and you have the opportunity to do that the entirety of the show. Plus, throughout the show, you have a chance to enter and you can win free Whataburger for an entire year. Corey's going to do not one, but two of those giveaways during the show.
So count them.
A lot happening throughout the show right now. Got more football content for you, more Cowboys questions that matter, as we waste away waiting from training camp, although it's only 6 days away that we're going to be headed off to training camp. I'm excited about it. I believe, Corey Majors, that you are excited about it.
Dude,
as well.
I can't wait. We head out Monday, and so we'll be there for all the fun festivities that go all the way until Friday, setting the table basically for G-Bag and Sean and RJ to hit
true.
Out there as well.
Very true.
And I've already confirmed there are a couple of really awesome guests on the way for Monday. Maybe one of our rookies.
Oh,
and maybe an elite receiver.
Oh, I like it. We'll decide if he's elite. All right. I'm just kidding. Off to a bad start for that interview. All right. So, Alec, Corey, I would love to get y'all's input on this. Who is the most important non-Dak player on this team?
Sorry, I'm looking at the trivia questions for later.
I thought you wanted me to ask a cheerleader-based question. Do you want to have them on the show?
Is that allowed? I don't know if that's allowed.
Yeah,
I know because of DJ, like, you have to hold a football now when you stand next to him because DJ was like, oh.
Yeah.
What was the question?
The most important non-Dak player on the Dallas Cowboys.
Kyle Yeomans.
No, he's not. He's not on the team, but that actually was perfectly timed.
I still think it's CeeDee Lamb.
Okay.
And that's because he's probably the next best player. He's probably the best player on the field, in my opinion.
Athletically,
he's one of those dudes that can break away. He's a game breaker. He can be a chain mover. He can get you 4 yards. Whatever it is, he can do all of it. And so I know you have a potential replacement for him,
sure,
but he's not him.
Yeah.
And so, like, Pickens is a nice receiver to have, but he's not CeeDee Lamb, and that's a complete difference maker right there. People walking in right now are going to be shocked when they see the Cowboys cheerleaders if they didn't know that.
It is a bit jarring.
They were coming here to be there. But I'll go with CeeDee Lamb at the moment. I want to say the whole offensive line. I couldn't pick a single one.
Okay. Put a pin in that for just one second because I'm really intrigued by that as well. Alec, who is the most important non-Dak player on this Cowboys team?
Corey's answer is the number one correct answer, but I want to be fun and be different, and I will go offensive line, and I will say Tyler Smith, because in year 10 of Dak Prescott's career, we know that he doesn't stay healthy all of the time,
yeah.
And that's not exactly his fault. It just happens in the game of football. So if Tyler Smith is not Tyler Smith-like, or if he is not available, then I am very concerned about our quarterback's health.
So it's really interesting that Alec, you said that, and then Corey, you brought up what you said, because CBS Sports has an article out there, and they said Tyler Guyton. And you have talked about that quite a bit. Now, let me just read you this blurb, and I think it will probably fall in line with
yes.
how you feel. Guyton struggled badly as a rookie and has a whole lot to improve on in year two. Dallas has a history of getting the best out of first-round offensive linemen. You know the names, Smith, Martin, Frederick, now the other Tyler Smith. But Guyton has much rawer prospect, or was a much rawer prospect coming into the league than those guys were.
Yes. The reason I didn't say him is because it is across the board.
Yeah.
It's not just him. I've said multiple times that if Tyler Guyton is good, that I think the offensive line will be good.
Yeah.
And I think if the offensive line is good, this team has a chance to win in the playoffs. Not just make the playoffs, but win in the playoffs. Defensively, we still have a lot of question marks. That's why I didn't put a specific player. Because, hell, dude, it might be – Kenneth Murray might be the most important one for Eberflus.
Right.
You know,
right.
It really comes down to what the weak link on that defense is and what the strength is and where they stand there. Because a lot of times, the most important is going to be a weak link.
Right.
How good is that weak link? If your weak link is still better than the best player on the opponent's team, you're feeling pretty good about your team. So that's why I don't know where this defense's weakness or strength is yet. But we know enough about this offense to know that. So that's why I go there. But with Tyler Guyton, it makes a lot of sense because of how poor he was last year.
Now, go ahead and give me cut number five.
Or raw. I want to say raw.
Yeah, raw is a good word. Go ahead and give me cut number five, because there's not a ton of different answers for this question right here. So my question is going to be, who is the week one starter at running back? Could it be this gentleman?
Watkins in motion. Sanders on the run to the end zone. Touchdown, Philadelphia. Miles Sanders.
Is it going to be Miles Sanders? Would you go Javonte Williams? Do you think there's a possibility it is somebody who is not on the roster right now?
I heard Schottenheimer talk about this a little bit too, by the way. And he was like, look, man, you really don't know about running backs until you get to training camp.
Yeah.
But I love the line, because here's why. Everybody's given us the, hey, man, we're hearing Miles Sanders sounds great. He's looking great. Schottenheimer said, when you're in shorts, it's different than whenever you have a 300-pound man sticking his arm out trying to tackle you. So that's where I stand on that, is I appreciate that I think Miles Sanders gets the game in shorts. But Jaden Blue and Javonte Williams are my two guys. I know that the Javonte Williams situation is he has – there's some money that could be saved by cutting him.
You're right.
I don't think that that's going to be an option for them. I think they want to keep him around.
I will just say, when we're talking about that level of money, it's like $2 to $2.75 million, I think, is the most from any of them. So I don't want
to – That's not enough to pay for training camp.
Exactly. So I don't want to – yes. I don't want to make it sound like it's a game-changing money or anything like that. All right, Alec, who is the week one starter at running back?
Yes. I mean, I feel like you could flip a coin if we're being totally honest. But if I had to make a pick right now, I do think it's Miles Sanders, just because he doesn't have any kind of major injury history in the last few years that we're coming off of. And he's had success somewhat recently. I know Javonte has too, but he has a bigger sample size of that. So a guy that's been around a little bit longer, a guy that's played on good teams and actually been a somewhat important part of good teams as well. I would lean Miles Sanders, but I think you can flip a coin and say that there's a solid case for either of those two.
I'm rocking with Javonte.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
The starter. That's where I'm rocking with.
All right. Now, this one's a little tricky because it's not necessarily just about the player as it is the situation that's happening in the broader NFL. Will Donovan Ezeraku's contract be a problem? Now, again, this is not about him.
He's one of the 30 that have not signed. I would assume that the Cowboys would have convinced him to sign already. I don't think it's going to be a problem.
Because only two have signed.
I don't think it's going to be a problem because the Cowboys actually have some depth there. He's going to be a dude, though, that I think that grows over time at this. Is he going to miss training camp?
Okay, and so I guess therein lies my question for both of y'all.
That's problematic,
again, not because of just him, but because this feels like a line in the sand that's being drawn by all agents for all of these second-round players. And if he's somebody that you're thinking can have a big impact, obviously not having him in training camp is more problematic than not having Micah Parsons.
Yeah, and a lot of these guys, they have... Look at Tolbert. Tolbert missed a lot of training camp, right? They were like, we threw too much at him. He struggled with this and this, and we threw too much at him. And a lot of these guys, second rounders, they're not guaranteed. First rounders are almost guaranteed to be on the team.
Yes.
Second rounders almost as well, but that's not a guarantee.
Yeah.
The owners just sit back and go, we're not, because isn't that? It feels like the agents and players in the second round are colluding together to force the NFL to do something.
Well, I mean, look.
And if the owners all say, have an email out or a wink, wink, nod, nod, that they're not going to give in to this, then is that a collusion back and forth with this? It's two unions battling against each other. So this seems like an interesting, you said line in the sand yesterday.
It does.
It seems like a very interesting place to be. For that, I don't think it's going to be a problem. I think that they're going to come up with a good solution for this. But we know over history, missing that much time early, it puts them behind. Man, and that's a problem.
And what a fascinating phenomenon it could be across the league.
You're trying to make teams. You're trying to do all sorts of stuff.
If besides just Ezeraku, if all of these players are like, nah, I'm going to go with what my agent says, and we're all going to wait it out. Like, how weird would that be? So, Alec, my question is, again, this is not a reflection on the person, but is the Donovan Ezeraku contract going to be an issue?
I don't think so, because these things usually end up playing out in favor of the player, and they usually get done around here. So, I think it's just a matter of when and not if. And they're going to get to a quote-unquote middle ground, but that middle ground is going to lean towards the player's favor. And I think they're going to get something done. And, again, it's a rookie contract. I don't think it's anything they need to overthink. I think that they'll get something done.
Kevin, I have two things I'd like to mention here. Mm-hmm. One, it looks like somebody brought their daughter in her Dallas Cowboys cheerleader outfit.
Sweet.
And she just took a picture with the Cowboys cheerleaders. That's awesome, for one. And I'm veering off a little bit. Has this been the case for a while? Bovada now has LeBron James and the Mavericks as the number one team to get him.
Oh.
At plus 125 with the Heat as the next team at plus 500. Those are huge difference right there. Why would Bovada change like that?
I mean, look. And LeBron is in a situation where he's able to kind of dictate. Yeah, he's in a situation where he can kind of dictate where he wants to go. So my guess would be he straight up said, I will go to the Dallas Mavericks if you want to trade me. Because otherwise, because you think about it, he opted into that contract for the Lakers, but he can make life very difficult for whatever team would trade for him if he didn't want to go there.
If I had told you, Kevin, at the beginning of all this, Luka's going to get traded, you're going to get Anthony Davis,
yeah,
and then eventually get the number one overall pick, and then eventually, in addition in this deal, you're going to get LeBron James. Would you have said yes to that initially?
Yes. Look, and I'm going to have to think about the structure of the contracts you would have to give back. Because we had heard the story, I don't know, like a week or two ago, that the Mavericks were only interested if
right.
LeBron was a buyout. Well, that doesn't make any sense for the Lakers. Why would they buy LeBron out? Like, I mean, I realize the problems that come along with him sitting on the team, but I would much rather take my chances with that and try to get something for him than just buy him out and send him down the road.
Does he interfere with a flag growth? Can you put them on the court together?
I don't think so. Yes, you can put them on. I was answering your first question first.
And you were also waving at people.
Well, that girl that you said is in
She's
the
in her Cowboys.
That's super cute.
Awesome, dude.
But I do not think he interferes with Flag's growth because this feels like a one-year kind of deal.
Mm-hmm.
And secondly, he's another person who can handle the ball in that half a season without Kyrie, even though Nico did say that Kyrie's ahead of schedule because he's a rehab warrior and everything like that. He can handle the ball short term when Kyrie's out there. And because I think both of those guys can play the two, the three, probably the four, you can rotate them around together.
Is this a little exciting to you, or is this like Vegas odds are ridiculous?
Okay.
What's happening here?
It's really exciting to me, but that's because in my brain right now, we're getting LeBron, and I'm not thinking about what it costs.
And you're at Whataburger.
Exactly. Yeah. So realistically, I'm going to have to think about what the cost is going to be. And you know what the cost is probably going to start with? It's going to start with P.J. Washington, and then I would guess Daniel Gafford, because that would get you to the money easier.
They just inked that new deal with him.
Yeah, for that purpose.
Interesting.
Or they could want Derek Lively, and then I probably think Hardy and Omax, if they're looking for younger players, are going to be on their way, and you're going to need another salary still to fill that out. And see,
it's a lot of work.
And see, that look on your face is why I hadn't, like, consider the rest of it just yet. And that could be problematic. And I think people on the outside look at it from the perspective of you get LeBron, it's a no-brainer. And you're like, don't forget, well, maybe it doesn't matter anymore because you built this team for Luka and then you traded Luka.
Yeah, that's true.
So I was going to say, we value Daniel Gafford and P.J. Washington, I think, more than other teams did because they fit so perfectly on this team. And then you traded Luka. So who the hell knows what this team is going to be constructed like now. But just remember, it's not going to be as simple as, if it's a buyout, well, hell yeah, we'll figure that out.
Let's make it happen.
But I think much more likely it's going to be P.J. Washington, Daniel Gafford. I think you might send that draft pick you got from the Lakers back, and then probably Hardy and Omax, and then probably one other piece that I need to think a little bit harder
about. All right, sounds
good. That would just be my thought off the top of my head. But don't worry, it's not going to be Cooper Flag. If they traded Cooper Flag to the Lakers, then I'll be with everybody else and be like, F this team. And I get you.
This is the plan all along. You're kidding me.
No, I'll be with you. I think there is 0.0001% chance that would happen.
Fortune favors the bold.
Okay. You know what? He's right about
Nico, that. Nico, man, I'll tell you this. I would hate every bit of it, Alec, but this would be the boldest set of moves in NBA history. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, Alec, I'm not saying I support this, but when he says fortune favors the bold, this would surely be the boldest string of moves.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's T Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.